State officials approved Utah's final election results on Monday. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
The State Board of Canvassers, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, Attorney General Sean Reyes, Auditor John Dougal, and Treasurer David Damshin met to certify the results of statewide and multi-county races. More than 1.1 million Utahns cast ballots in the 2016 election. That's 82% of registered voters, the highest turnout of the past five presidential elections. 21 of Utah's 29 counties participated in vote by mail, and Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says turnout was highest where voters had the option to mail in their ballots.
We get a more informed voter as well because they actually have the ballot. They have an opportunity to research what's on the ballot instead of just getting in the ballot booth and finding out that suddenly there are three constitutional amendments that they've never read or heard of.
Over the weekend, President-elect Donald Trump tweeted unsubstantiated claims that millions of people had voted illegally in states like New Hampshire, California, and Virginia. Cox called that sort of rhetoric dangerous and says it erodes confidence in the country's democratic system. He assured Utah voters that there was no large-scale voter fraud taking place on Election Day.
We have security measures in place before the election. We do audits post-election. And we feel very, very confident that that the results are what the results are.
Trump won in Utah with 45.5% of the vote. Democrat Hillary Clinton had 27.5%, and independent candidate Evan McMullen had 21.5%. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.